back to the steady shiurim. So Baruch Hashem, we're all together in Beis HaMedrash Lehishtasheh B'Divrei Torah. Tonight's shiur is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmosa Shelo Isha HaChashuva Rocha Leia Bas Rav Chaim Moshe HaKoyen, the mother of my dear friend Rav Chaim Olinsky, also known as Henry Olinsky. I know him as Chaim, and that's the way we know each other. And Chaim is here tonight, and I am deeply indebted to Chaim for his friendship for many years, and he runs our foundation in America, Shalom Manas Lekabel Pras, and he's a very dear friend. And I know his mother and father very well, Holocaust survivors who built a beautiful and wonderful family of Bonim v'Bnei Bonim, Oiskim v'Toyda v'Mitzvahs. So tonight's shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Rocha Leia Bas, Reb Chaim Moshe HaKoyen, Shetanuach B'Sholom Al Mishkova, Shishabia Meretz Yoshua, for the entire family, for you and the children and the entire family. You should have so much nachas, and I'm sure that she has nachas, observing what you and your children are doing, Kvod Hashem, and for Klal Yisrael. So tonight's topic is a very, very relevant topic, and it's a sugya that is nogeah halocha lamaisa, and it's associated with this week's parasha. The Gemara says in Brochas Yud Beis on Beis, Bikshu loimer parashas bilam bekol yoim. This parasha obviously is so important that Chachamim want to be metaken that we should say this parasha every day, but they did not do so mishum terched etzebura. So the topic we're discussing tonight is Terched Tzibura. What is the source of Terched Tzibura? Why is it so important? And why do we try to keep away and abstain from Terched Tzibura? And what are the halachic implications of this concept of Terched Tzibura? So this Zdei Chemetz was one of the greatest Gedolim in later generations. And he was in Hebron and one of the greatest Gedolim. And the Zdei Chemetz is actually one of those amazing encyclopedic works in the field of halacha, and it's just unbelievable that this sefer was compiled and authored by one person, by an individual. Today, we would need a machan that employs 100 people and work in 30 years on a sefer like this Dechemet. And what of the amazing form of this Dechemet, the Shalosh Tshuvos, Michtav Lechezkiyahu, and a Michtav Lechezkiyahu, Simen Tesva of this Dechemet, argues against Mahari al-Ghazi. Mahari al-Ghazi is the father of Marit al-Ghazi, and one of his forum he deals with the concept of Terched Tzibura. Is it Min HaTorah or Midrabbanan to try to avoid and prevent Terched Tzibura? So Mahari al-Ghazi says it's the Oraisa, and the Stechemet argues no, we don't find any biblical source to the concept of Terched Tzibura. It is Midrabbanan. Chuvas HaRashbo, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tezvav. The Rashbo says, Terched Tzibura is Mishum Kvoid HaTzibur. And I think Kvoid HaTzibur definitely is D'Uraisa. So we have various different sugyas dealing with Kvoid HaTzibur. Soita Lamed Tes Omid Beis. The Gemara says that we should not be Poshet Tes HaTeva B'Tzibur. Poshet HaTeva is the Teva upon which we put the Torah, by Kriyas HaTorah. So the minig was, Sefer Torah in days of yore were not in the shul, they were brought from outside the shul, and when the Sefer Torah was brought in, the Teva was prepared, and it was covered, and the same with the Teva, when Yudhi Hagbe, before we take the Sefer Torah out, the Teva was dismantled. And the Gemara says, we should not do that in public. You need to prepare the teva before the tzibur comes in and take it apart after the tzibur leaves. And that is for kvoid HaTzibur. So the Loshana Gemara is kvoid HaTzibur. But when this halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, the Ramo writes, Mishum Terched Tzibur. So obviously, the Gemara defines Terched Tzibur as kvoid HaTzibur, because in the Gemara it says kvoid HaTzibur, and the Rishoyim and the Ramon, Semekuf Memalef, Shechan Ochar Chaim, right? Terched Tzibura. We find the same phenomena in another source. Yuma, Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ein Goylerin, Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. Which means, if we need to read in two different places in the Sefer Torah, we're not Goyler. We don't go from one place in the Sefer Torah to the other B'Tzibur. we need to prepare the Sefer Torah in advance, and that is Mishum Kavod HaTzibur. Once again, the Gemara says Kavod HaTzibur, and the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel, Halacha Tzvira says Terech HaTzibur. So twice in Shas, we find in the Gemara the Loshon Kavod HaTzibur, and in the Rambam, other Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo, on what the Gemara calls and defines as Kavod HaTzibur, the Rishonim and the Poskim write Terech HaTzibur. So obviously, Terech HaTzibur is Mishum Kavod HaTzibur. So is Kavod HaTzibur Menatoyra Medarabonon? Even Kavod HaYochid is Menatoyra. It is clear in the Rambam, Hilchis Deyos, that V'yohav Tola Raya Chol Kamoicho demands not only love, but also respect. And the Rambam writes that V'yohav Tola Raya Chol Kamoicho is not only an emotion. It's not about love. It is about the way we interact and respond and act and interact and react with other people. And the Rambam writes that the essence of the mitzvah V'yohav Tola Raya Chol Kamoicho is what Hillel HaZaken said in Shabbos Daf Lamed to that potential girl, Mad Alach Sani Lachavrech Lo Tavid. And the Rambam takes the principle articulated by Hillel HaZaken and gives it a positive connotation, because Hillel speaks in a negative way. And Hillel says, what you hate, what you don't like, don't do to others. And the Rambam takes the same ethical principle, the same idea, and he puts it into a more positive connotation. He says, what you would expect others to do to you, you should do to others, in a positive formula. So the Rambam includes respect and kavod in the mitzvah after Yachid Kamoicho. So if the kavod of a yochid is min ha-Torah, included in the after Yachid Kamoicho, kavod HaTzibur would be the same. So obviously it would be min ha-Torah. So many times I explain, and this is a concept we come back to again and again and again, many mitzvahs are ikron min ha-Torah, aval protein v'dikdukeyem ar midrabonon. And one of the most striking examples is v'yohav tola reyecho kamoicho. So in Perek Yud Dalad and Hilchos Ovel, halocha alef, very first halocha, Perek Yud Dalad Ovel, the Rambam writes, nichum aveilem, and bikur choylem, and levoyes ameis, and achnusas kala, and achnusas ka'orichim. All these mitzvahs are defined as gemilas chasodim begufoy. There are two forms of gemilas chasodim. There's gemilas chasodim b'mamoinoy, which means giving money, giving loans. But many mitzvahs are defined as gemilas chasodim begufoy, which is achnusas kala, because achnusas kala in the poiskim and in Chazal does not mean giving money. Giving money to support people that need to marry is a mitzvah. But when Chazal speak about Chnosas Kala, it is about Simchas Choson Vekala. Come to the wedding, make them happy, sing and dance, do whatever you can to make the Choson Vekala happy. That is what Chazal call Chnosas Kala. So all these mitzvahs that the Rambam brings together, Achnosas Orchem, Achnosas Kala, Levoyes Ameis, Nichum Aveilem, Bikur Choylem, all these are defined as Gimelas Chasodim Begufoy, and they are mitzvahs medivrei soifrim. And then in that very same halacha, the Rambam goes on to explain, they are all included in the mitzvah of Yohav Tola Reyachu Kamoicho. So the question arises, if they are included in Yohav Tola Reyachu Kamoicho, they are min ha-Torah. So why does the Rambam write their medivrei soifrim? So the very simple and fundamental explanation is this. When you do and you engage in any of these mitzvahs, Bikur Choylem, Achnosas Orchem, Levoyes Ameis, Nichum Aveilem, you're Mekayem HaMitzvah D'Oraisa. But if you refrain from any of these mitzvahs, you're not Mevatel HaMitzvah Seseh D'Oraisa. Because one can express his love of another person in a thousand different ways. Doesn't necessarily need to be by Bikur Choylem or Nichum Aveilem. There are so many different ways in which we could make each other happy and give each other support, moral, psychological, friendship. So if you're not engaged in any of these mitzvahs, that doesn't mean you're mevatla mitzvah d'oraisa. But when you do engage in any of these mitzvahs, you're mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa. So as specific mitzvahs, they are medivrei soifrim, but they're all under the umbrella and all based on the fundamental idea of yohav tola reyachu kamoicho. And that is a klal in many different areas, and I think the same regarding Terched Tzibura. So the various different halachas of Terched Tzibura are midrabbanan. But the concept, as a general concept, Terched Tzibura is Kvoida Tzibur, and Kvoida Tzibur is like Kvoida Yochin, and it's included in the general concept of Yahav Tureyacha Kamoicho. If you need to respect an individual, you definitely need to respect the Tzibur. So it is Ikroi Menatoyra, but the various different halachas that we find in Gemara or in Shulchan Aruch, like the examples I already put on the table. Ein goylen in sefer Torah b'tzibur, ein mafshiten es ateva b'tzibur. As halachas, they definitely are midrabbanan, because kvod tzibur is a concept, but the details definitely are tekonos, are midrabbanan. The same goes to terched tzibur. To what extent? Which terched tzibur is too much, and which is reasonable? So the details, the halachas are midrabbanan, but the concept, as a fundamental concept, is min ha-Torah. Now, are there any specific sources regarding kvod tzibur? Yes, at least two. One is Metoras Moshe Lamadnu, and the other is Medivrei Hanaviim. I think it's a posuk in Micho. So I do find two different sources in Chazal dealing directly with terched tzibur. Kedushin Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Menayin Lezoken Shelo Yatriach. So there's a mitzvah of Mipnei Seder Tokum Vahadar to Pnei Zokon. So if an elder comes in, you need to rise, you need to stand. And I think some time ago, was it a few weeks ago, that we spoke about the mitzvah of Vahadar to Pnei Zokon? I think so. I can no longer remember what I say where and when, because I say so many shiurim. But I do think some time ago, maybe not here, or maybe other places. So there are many different halachas in Mipnei Seder Tokum Vahadar to Pnei Zokon, but the Gemara says in Kedushin Lamed Beis Menayin Zokon Shelo Yitriach. Yes, so everybody has to rise when a Talmud Chacham walks into the room. But Chazal also expect the Talmud Chacham not to be matriach the tzibur. And if there are two different entrances, he shouldn't take the long one and have the tzibur rise and stand for 10 minutes. If there's an entrance right next to his seat, he should, you know, be matriach v'tzibur as little as possible. So the Gemara says, "Menayin lezukin shelo yatriach shenemar v'yoreisu me'elokecho." So that's an interesting drasha. How do we learn from v'yoreisu me'elokecho shazukin lo yatriach? But the Gemara does say, "Menayin lezukin shelo yatriach et tzibur." And the wording is so clear. Menayin lezokin shelo yatriach es tzibur. What is that if not terched tzibur? Menayin lezokin shelo yatriach. V'yoreisum melukecho. So this might be a biblical source, a mekor min ha-Torah of terched tzibur. But it's interesting, neither the Mari Elgazi nor the Stechemet don't bring this source. Obviously, they understood that it's a specific halacha regarding Kvoid Zochen, Kvoid Talmid HaChomim. But this definitely could be a clear source, Terched Tzibur, Menayin HaZochen Shelo Yatriach. Another source might be the Psikta, and the Psikta is quoted in Sefer Paradis HaGodol. Rashi was the earliest and greatest commentator. And the Bais Yosef writes in Hilchos Tzitzis, Rashi is a parshan and not a poisik. We do not have Sifrei Halacha of Rashi, but there are two svarim that were composed by Rashi's Talmidim, in which we find many, many psokim from Rashi, and that is Paradis HaGodol and Sefer HaOreh. So in Paradis HaGodol, it's in Kuf Ayin Aleph, it is brought in the name of Rashi, a source, Terched Tzibur, and that is a Psikta de Rev Kahana. Rev Kahana was one of the Amiron, and Psikta de Rev Kahana. The Psikta quotes a posik in Novi Micha, Perik Vav, posik Gimel. Ami, ma osisi lecho, uma hel isicho. So the Novi, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turns to Klal Yisrael. Did I do you any bad? Did I tire you? Did I burden you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks the people, Ali Dei Novi, Ami, Ma Osi Silecho, Uma Hil Isicho, Mekan, Shelo Yatriach Es HaTzibur. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that I burden you, that I cause you tercha. So mikan shein latriach al tzibur, and that's a psikta. That is a makor source in Divrei Chazal. So the psikta doesn't have the significance of the Mishnah or the Braisa, but it's Divrei Amiroim. It's psikta de Rav Kahana. The pasuk is not in Toras Moshe, but it's a Navi. It's Divrei Kabbalah. So we have two specific sources. One in Toras Moshe, the Gemara Kedushin Lamed Beis, Menayin Lazochon Shelo Yitriach, Shneimar Viureisim Merohecho, and the other one is a Navi Micha, psikta de Rav Kahana. But the Achroinim deal with the question, are we dealing with the Diraisa or the Rabbanan? And as I explain my opinion, Ikroi Mina Taira, but the specific mitzvahs are definitely Mid Rabbanan and not Min HaTaira. So let's go into some details and some halachas. How harsh is the concept of Techet Tzibira? To what extent do we go? Shalola Triyachas Tzibor. So it's something Kuf Lamedei, Siv Beis HaShechanoach. We have halacha. As we all know, by Kriyas HaTorah, Kain comes first, Levi comes second, and then the other Elias are anyone. There's a Kain in Shul, but he is in the middle of Kriyas Shema. We skip him, and we're an Yisrael Azoyla. Why don't we wait for the Kain? Why don't we wait for him? It's a halacha. If there's a Kain, you need to give him the first Aliyah. And that is based on a concept which is Min HaTorah. And that is Kedushas HaKohuna and Kvoid HaKohuna Kohen Oile Rishon. So, but if the Kohen isn't ready, we skip him. And the source of this halacha is Shulchan Aruch Rashba. Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tezavav. I quoted the Rashba before. The Rashba says Kvoid HaTzibur and Terechad HaTzibur are the same. And we brought two sources to prove from other Rishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, the Ramo. That very same Chuvah said Ashba, that's what deals with the question. So there is a Kohen in Shul. Do we wait for him till he'll finish Kriya Shema or till he'll finish Shema Nesef? We don't wait. Mishum Techet Tzibura. So obviously, Techet Tzibura overrides a mitzvah's assay. If we assume that Koila Kohen, Oil Rishon, is a Diraisa, even if it's a mitzvah Rabbanan, still as a Chiddush, that Techet Tzibura overrides a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, which once again is Ikroi Min HaTorah, the Kedashta is Min HaTorah. Maybe the details are Midrabanan. However, the Rashba deals with this halacha in two different sources. Shas HaTshuva is Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tezvav, and once again Siman Kuf Pei Hei. And the Rashba in these two tshuvas offers two different explanations. Number one is, so, the Kedashta, Meikar Adin, the Gemara says, if the Kohen is an Amoritz, and there's a Tanat Chochem, and sure the Tanat Chochem comes before the Kohen. That's not Halacha Lamaisa, that's not the Minik today, but Meikar Adin, the Tanat Chochem comes before a Kohen. Mamzer Tanat Chochem comes before Kohen Godel Amoritz. So the Rashba writes, Kvoid HaTzibor is not less than the Kovid of a Tzur v'Derabonon. Kvoid HaTzibor equals Kvoid HaTorah. And that is why Kvoid HaTzibur overrides the privilege of a Kohen to have the first Aliyah. So according to the Rashba, Ikar HaTakona, that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, is not relevant when it's Negeya to Kvoid HaTzibur. Just like the Kohen of Talmud Chacham overrides Kvoid HaKohuna, Kvoid HaTzibur overrides Kvoid HaKohuna. The Rashba Simakuf Pehei gives another explanation, which is extremely reasonable. The Rashba writes, if a Kohen is ready to be Oila, and you don't call him, and you don't give him the Aliyah, that's an offense. But if the Kohen is in the middle of Kriya Shema, it's not an offense. And therefore, it's not that Kvoid HaTzibur overrides the Halacha, but if the Kohen is in the middle of Shema Nesa, or in the middle of Kriya Shema, then it is no offense. It's not a pgiya b'kvoid HaKohuna. It's as if the Kohen is not in Shul. What if the Kohen is expected to come? It's not an offense if he isn't here, and we give the Aliyah to someone else. So the same is, if the Kohen is in the middle of Kriya Shema, or in the middle of Davening, it's not seen, it's not considered an offense to kohuna, and therefore we don't date for the kohen. So the Rashba explains this halacha in two different ways. So it doesn't necessarily mean that Tirchet Tzibura overrides and pushes aside a halacha. But rather, when Kvoid HaTzibur is involved, this halacha doesn't apply. And that seems to be the case based on both tshuvas of the Rashba, which has a different formula to explain this halacha. So we quoted before the Gemara Numidafayin, Ein Goylalin Sefer Torah Vitzibur. And that is why the minhag Beis Yisrael is we prepare the Sefer Torah before the Tzibur arrives. And this happens all the time in shuls or shchodesh. Yeah? So we read Parshas Shavuah. But when it comes to shchodesh, then we need to be goyal. So we don't do that after Tachnun. The shchodesh we don't say. So we don't do that after Chazal Shashatz. We do that in advance. But if there's only one Sefer Torah, and we need to read in two different places, when it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Shabbos and Shchodesh, or Chanukah and Shchodesh, and sometimes we only have one Sefer Torah. So the halacha is in Siman Kuf Mem Dalet, Siv Gimel, as everybody knows, if we only have one Sefer, then there's no other way to go about it. And the Mogen of Rome explains the Tzibur is Moichel al Kavoidoi. What's the kasha that we need a teretz? In Yom Defayin, the Kohen Godel B'Yom HaKippurim reads some of the parshias orally, Loim Etech Eksav, out of his memory. And he reads Val Peh. And why is that? Because Terech HaTzibur. He has a Sefer Torah. But we're not goyal of the Sefer Torah from one place to the other. So what does the Kohen Gadol do? He needs to read out of his memory. So why don't we do the same if there's one Sefer Torah? So one could simply answer, because we don't trust that in every shul there's got to be somebody that could read out of his memory. So the Kohen Gadol could. Obviously he was a great Talmud Chacham, and he was booking not only in Shas, but also in Chamish Chumash Torah. But we don't have that many people that can read a parsha of Chumash out of their memory. However, the Mogen Avraham says differently, and the Mogen Avraham says, the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim is Kvoid Kol Yisrael, who says they're Moichel. But people of the Shul are definitely Moichel. And if they're Moichel al Kavoidim, Kavoidim Moichel. Just like Talmud Chacham, Shom Moichel al Kavoidim, Kavoidim Moichel. Av, Shom Moichel al Kavoidim, Kavoidim Moichel. Same with the tzibur. Tzibur shemoch kavod kavod mochel. That is, when it's a shul. But if it's klal yisrael, kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, who knows how many thousands of people came together, how do we know they're mochel? And therefore, mishum terech d'tzibur, he needs to read by heart. That is the Mogen Avraham. And it seems to be not so reasonable, this status. So, when it happens in a shul, do we need to vote and ask the people, are you all Meichel? We never heard of such a minig. We don't ask people, whoever is Meichel, should lift his right hand, the A's and the N's, as we do in every democratic parliament. It sure is not a democracy. So we assume they're all Meichel. So why can't we assume Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, they're all Meichel? I think it would be a Kal V'Chomer. If Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni V'Chamishi, people are Moichel on Terech HaTzibura, wouldn't we assume the cover of the Kohen Gadol and Kriyas HaTorah B'Yom HaKippurim that they're Moichel? I would say, I would use a slightly different formula, and I would say, Kvoid Yisrael, nobody could be Moichel. You know, Av Shomochel al Kvoid HaMochel, Rav Shomochel al Kvoid HaMochel, Melech Shemochel al Kavoidoi Ein Kavoidoi Mochel. Because the Melech, it's not his personal kavod. It's the kavod of the nation. It's the kavod of the people. It's the kavod of Klal Yisrael. And nobody could be Moichel the kavod of Klal Yisrael. And there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Tosfos says, Kavod HaMelech is Kavod Kol Yisrael. And maybe that is the difference Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. That's the cover of Klal Yisrael. Nobody could be Moichel the cover of Klal Yisrael. So a tzibur could be Moichel, It's a group of people at the end of the day. It's not Klal Yisrael, it's a group. Just like an individual could be Moichel, a Tzibah could be Moichel, and we assume they are Moichel. We also assume that the multitudes are Moichel, B'yom HaKippurim, and the Kohen Gadol reads. By the cover of Klal Yisrael, nobody could be Moichel. And that is the reason the Melech Shemochel al Kavoidoi, Ein Kavoidoi Mochel. Because the covenant of the Melech is the covenant of the people. It is the covenant of the nation. And therefore, one cannot be Moichel. And that is what Chazal learned from Soim Tosan Alechom Melech. And that is covenant Kol Yisrael. So instead of arguing, who says the people are Moichel B'Yom HaKippurim, B'Kriyas Melech Yisrael? Who says everybody in the community is Moichel? I think in every community we have those nervous individuals that are never Moichel, and they always will shout out and make noise. So my approach would be, a tzibah could be Moichel, and we don't need the consent of every individual. If the majority are Moichel, that is defined as a tzibah shemochel al kavoidoi. But one cannot be Moichel, the covet of Klal Yisrael. But Klal, to me, it's not a milsa de pshita that a tzibah could be Moichel al kavoidoi. I think kavoid tzibah is an ethical value. It's not something individual like the covet of a yochid. Kavoid tzibah means you need to respect a tzibah. There are many different halachas based on kavoid tzibah. Arum lo yikra mishum kavoid tzibah. An isha doesn't read from the Torah mishum kavoid tzibah. Would we say tzibah shomochar al kavoid kavoid mochar? No. These are fixed halachas, and these halachas don't change. So maybe. And now I'm suggesting something. We're dealing with nuances, but I think nuances that make a lot of sense. So Terka de Tzavura is Mishum Kavoid HaTzibah. But I think there are different forms and different expressions of Kavoid HaTzibah. Terka de Tzavura Mechila is valid. Other types of Kavoid HaTzibah Mechila is not valid. And when Chazal say, if you're not dressed, you can't be a Shliach Tzibur, that is Kavoid HaTzibah, in which Mechila would not be valid, because that is a bezoyin for the Tzibah. And you need to expect the Tzibah, respect the Tzibah. And it doesn't depend on the fact that they're Moichel. Each individual could be Moichel on his Kavod, but they cannot be Moichel on the collective Kavod of the Tzibah. So to me, it's not a milsa de pshita at all. Shetzibur shemochel al kavoidoi. And this is a machlokes Rishonim Simin Nun Gimel. So the Rambam writes that a young person, shaloi nezmal zekonoi, even though he's 13 years of age, should not be a shliach tzibur kavua, and that is also in Shulchan Aruch. He could be oivel lefnei ateva, coincidentally, but he cannot be a shliach tzibur kavua im loi nezmal zikra. And the Rambam writes that as mishum koi de tzibur. The Besais of Simin Nun Gimel writes, sometimes there's no one else. I don't know why, but in most communities, as soon as a boy becomes a bar mitzvah, he enjoys being a shliach tzibur. And he's sometimes the only one in the shul that is willing to be the shliach tzibur. So all the older people, you have to nudge them and beg them, please. But the young boys that just became bar mitzvah, they always are ready to volunteer to be a shliach tzibur. So the Besayisif writes, tzibur shemochel al kavoidoi, he's a bar mitzvah, he's a bar chiyuva, he could be moitzi others. So only mishum kavoid tzibur. If it's mishum kavoid tzibur, and nobody else wants to be a shliach tzibur, so tzibur shemochel al kavoidoi. So he could be a bal tefila even kavua. But the Besayisif brings Shuvah Sarash says no. Mishum kavoid tzibur, there is no mechila. So this is what I suggested. According to the Rosh, and the same we find in Shalshu's Beis Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, who was one of the great Sephardi Poskim 300 years ago, and his opinion is the same as Shuvah Sarash. There is no Mechila by Kvod HaTzibur, but the Beis Yosef, there is Mechila. So the way I understand Shuvah Sarash is, Kvod HaTzibur is not about, it's not like individuals. HaTzibur is not only 20 individuals or 25 individuals. Yetziver is in essence a body, and there is no such a thing as a collective mechila. So according to the Tshuva Zerash, according to the Siyas HaSeminon Gimel, there is no mechila in Kvoid HaTzibur. Maybe Terchid HaTzibur would be different, because Terchid HaTzibur in essence is about the Tercha of the many individuals. So Yesh La'ayin. So I don't have a definitive opinion about this. We see that there's a Mechloikas B'Siyas HaDrash regarding a Kotn Shalon Esmal HaZekonoi. To me, it's a milsa de pshita that orem lo yavor, even though it's called the tzibur kuli alma, mechila won't apply, because that is a bezoyin for the tzibur. It's not only a lack of respect, a lack of kavod. So, as I said, these are nuances when mechila would be relevant when dealing with kavod tzibur and terched tzibur. So, what is the difference between kohen gadol biyom kippurim that reads by heart? And each and every shul, if you only have one Sefer Torah, we're not choshesh l'kvoid tzibur, and we're going all the Sefer Torah from one place to the other. Mogen Avraham says, when we're dealing with a shul, there is a mechila. Klal Yisrael maybe there's no mechila. I argued, no. No one has the authority to be moichel the kovar of Klal Yisrael. But a tzibur could be moichel. My personal interpretation would be, in most shuls, we don't have a Balkoida that could read by heart. Pashias that we only read once a month or once a year or twice a year. And therefore, we don't have a locha. But the Kohen Gadol was a great Talmud Chochem. Especially, he had an entire year to prepare. And he knows exactly which Pashias he needs to read by heart. So in Shul, how would the Balkoida know whether they'll have a Sefer Torah or not? But the Kohen Gadol has a lot of hachonas to do. This is part of his preparation to the avodas yom kippurim. So we cannot compare the halacha, the shul, in which we only have one sefer Torah, to the kohen gadol biyom kippurim. The Avnei Nezer has a different approach, and the Avnei Nezer is always a chadshin. You know, he's always fascinating. He's always fascinating. I think most of the times he's not right, but he's always fascinating. Because he was a real Ilui. So the Avnei Nezer has a very interesting suggestion, and I think Dafka in this case is very reasonable. So the Avnei Nezer argues, Kohen Gadol biyom kippurim, it's his mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of the tzibur. And therefore, we're choshesh to terched tzibur. This is your mitzvah to read these parashiyas. It's not a choyves tzibur. So your mitzvah doesn't justify terched tzibur. But Kriyas HaTorah is Chovis HaTzibur. So, well, coming to Shul is a Tercha. Chazor HaShat is a Tercha. Everything that we do with Tzibur is Tercha HaTzibur. But Tercha HaTzibur is, if it's Chovis HaTzibur, we're not Chovis HaTzibur. But the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim is his mitzvah. So you wouldn't have a right for your mitzvah to cause Tercha HaTzibur. It's an interesting svara, reasonable svara, but I don't think it's right, because most of the halachas in which we find terched tzibur are associated with chovas tzibur. Ain goyler than sefer Torah. It's the Torah kriyas Torah. It is chovas tzibur, and we say do it in advance. So one could argue yes, because we have an option to prepare the sefer Torah earlier. Ain mafshiten es ateva. So the argument of the Avnei Nezer is, Kohen Gadol Biyom Kippurim is his mitzvah, and therefore you didn't have the right for your mitzvah to cause terched tzibur. Why doesn't the Mogen Avraham answer this teretz? I think it's far more reasonable to assume that whatever the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippurim is chovas tzibur. The kabon is that he's makrev. And if the Kohen Gadol needs to read these parashiyas, he needs to read the parashiyas b'fnei tzibur. It's not like shnayim mikro veicha targum, it's his own personal mitzvah. The parashiyas that the Kohen Gadol needs to read on Yom Kippur is mitzvah tzibur, and the Kohen Gadol is a shliach tzibur, just like he's a shliach tzibur in avodas yom kippurim. And avodas yom kippurim includes reading these parashiyas. He is a shliach tzibur. And Schoivis Atzivu, no less than Kliyas HaTorah, Schoivis Atzivu. Kach Nere Lechoyre. So there's a tshuva in Igus Moshe. Igus Moshe, Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simachov Beis. So as the minig is, as I explained before, Ein Goylel and Sefer Torah B'tzibur. And that is why the Gabbai prepares the Sefer Torah before we start davening. And he has goyled the Sefer Torah to the appropriate place. There should be no Tehillat Tzibura. So the Gabbai prepared the Sefer Torah. But when it came to davening, the Shliach Tzibur, the person that had Psiche, took out the wrong Sefer. And it is only when they opened the Sefer on the Bima they realized it's the wrong Sefer. So what do? Do we put it back in and we take out the right Sefer, or we're goyel? What overrides what? We know that the take out a Sefer and put it back is against Kvoid Sefer Torah. It conveys as if it's a possible Sefer Torah. Mishum Kvoid Sefer Torah, we don't do that. So what's more important? Terchidei Tzibura or Kvoid Sefer Torah? The Igus Moshe deals with this question, Chelik Beis, Semachov Beis, as I quoted, and he brings Rabbi Yankev Emden in his Siddur. One of the most famous and most important Siddurim is the Siddur of Rabbi Yankev Emden, Beis Yankev, Shari Shumayim. And Rabbi Yankev Emden says, Mashi Yerze Yais. There is no halachic decree. So, either this or that. They could put the Sefer Torah back and take out the one that was prepared, Mishum Techel Tzibur, or Mishum Kvoid Sefer Torah. Very interesting. Very interesting. So Yaakov Emden says, there is no definitive halacha. We find various different halachas, Mishum Kvoid Tzibur. And you know, there are different minhagim in different shuls. In some shuls, they make aliyahs all the time. Especially b'chatzos who are the moirim. So when there's a rebbe around, usually kvoid tzibur is not that important. When the rebbe is around, it's only the kavod of the rebbe, and the rebbe's kavod is the kavod of everyone, of the tzibur, of the individuals, of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the many years I grew up in Sanz, in Shabbos, when it was a big parsha, there were 20 aliyahs. Everybody that came, you know, they wanted to be mechavet people. Every three psukim was an aliyah. Most shuls today don't make a sofas. In my shul, very uncommon that we make a sofa. Only when there are two or three bar mitzvahs and there are mamish, chiyuvim, then we would make one a sofa, two a sofa. So we don't make a sofas. And this is a big argumentation between poiskim, simareish pei beis and shechanor chorachayim, by the kriya of Shabbos. The be'er heitev quotes Maharashma Prague, that Maharashma Prague made a takona in Prague that there should be no esophis. And the Beit Hater brings him, and the Mishnah Berurah brings him, and Siv Kotnei. Some keheles, it is very customary that they make a esophis, and some make a lot of esophis. So, the reasoning in that aloch is Terchid et Seburah. So, most of the poskim that are against the esophis say, Terchid and Tzibura. We have Shivakruim, and you have the Maftior, and we don't go beyond that. Interesting Me'iri in Megillah, Davchof Aleph. The Me'iri says, Shabbos by Shachris, al pi alocha, we could make a sofas. You could call more than Shivakruim. By Mincha, there are no sofas. So the Me'iri writes, by Mincha, at the end of the day, people are tired and exhausted, and they want to go home as soon as possible, and that's why by Mincha there are no asofas. Interesting. That's what the Me'iri explains in Megillah Daf Chof Aleph. Mishum Terchid Tzibur, we're more makbid by Mincha because people are tired at the end of the day. Rabbi Yankev Emden, we quoted the Siddur, Sheila Siavet, Shalas Yeshuvas, Chelakal Simis Samach Dalet, attacks the Minig of Misha Berachs. And he says, I know it's an old Minig, but it's incorrect. And he writes, first of all, one problem is, We don't say brochas or tefillas on tzorcha yochid and Shabbos. So you say, Misha berech avisayinu hu yevorech. So that's like a tefillah, tzorcha yochid. Interesting. The other problem is mentioning money, which is problem number two. And the biggest problem, he says, is terchad tzibura. There's no halacha that we need to make Misha berech. So who made this new minig? And it's a terchad tzibura once again. So in some shuls, people make Misha berech. Belisoif. Some shuls are makbid, you know, one, two. But the Yankov Emden is against this minig entirely. And he writes, I know it's an ancient minig. It's not a new minig, but I object. And he rejects this minig and he writes, Ashem Ishi Mevatel. But obviously nobody came along and he was Mevatel. I think in some modern shuls, they don't make Misha berech. But most Haredi shuls, they all make some Misha berech, so we don't exaggerate. But it is not a new minig. It's a minig besikim that goes back many, many generations. I think the most extreme case of Terched Tzibura is what we learn in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Dalet, once again, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So when a person is Zoyle LeTorah, and he says the Brocha, Shechan Aruch says, he's not goyel to say for Torah, he doesn't close it, but rather he is mechazer ponov, he looks aside. Why? Because if he looks into the Sefer Torah and he doesn't close the Sefer Torah, people might think that the brochas are in the Sefer Torah. And that is why he needs to do one of two things. Either be goyel to the Sefer Torah and close it, or look aside. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishum Terchad Tzibura, we look aside. The more common minhag today is to be goyel. Because if you have a Sephardi Sefer Torah, it's somewhat more time consuming to close the Sefer Torah than in an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah. It doesn't take more than a second. You know, you're not goyel to a faraway place, to a different homage. You just close the Sefer Torah and open it. It's a split second. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishum Terchad Tzibura, we're not going to the Sefer between the Brocha and the Kriya. So that is, I think, the most extreme example of Terchad Tzibura. Another example in which we're dealing with a very short time, and nevertheless, Terchad Tzibura. To resolve Siman Ches, Hilchos Tzitzis. So in Siman Ches we have a halacha. When you put on your tzitzis every morning, you should check the tzitzis. They might be torn, and you tell us, might be puzzle, and then you're going to say a bracha levetolo. So the loch is, before you put on your talis, you should check the tzitzis. So the Taz writes, and if a person put his talis on his shoulder, and before he checked the tzitzis, he got an aliyah. And they called him up to the Sefer Torah. The Taz says, he should put on the talis without checking his tzitzis, mishum terched tzibura. Doesn't take long to just count the tzitzis. It'll take approximately 3 seconds, something like that. Taz says, Terchad Tzibura, he's oil without checking tzitzis. Taz is shitosoi. Machlokes we're going to roll in Taz. Another achroinim, whether the din that you should check your tzitzis is a chumre ba'alma or it's an ikara din. And according to the Taz, it's just a chumre because the talis has a cheskes kashas. So according to the Taz, it's just a chumrah, and therefore the Taz maintains Terchad Tzibura overrides this halacha. But the reason I bring this example, because it's also, it's very short, it's not a major Terchad. It's not like being goyel a Sefer Torah from Vayikru to Devarim, or it's just very short. Apo piken, Chazal v'choshesh to Terchad Tzibura. So most of the halachas we dealt with are halachas associated with Kriyas HaTorah. There are also a few halachas in Hilchos Tefillah that are based on Terchad Tzibura. Siman Kuf Chavav, Siv Dalet. So if a Shliach Tzibur in Lachash omitted Skipt Yalav Yavoy, he's Soymech and Chazon Seshatz, and he doesn't need to say the Shmoneh Esrei again, and that is because of Terchad Tzibura, Kuf Chav Dalet. Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, that if there is an Adam Choshuv and he's Marech Betfila, we do not wait for him. Mishum Terech HaDetzubura. And if most of the community finish davening, the Shliach Tzibah starts Chazos HaShatz. Shanoch deals with the Adam Choshev. The Mogen Avraham Siv Kotten Zion writes that it's a minag kol yisrael that we do wait for the Rav of the community, for the Morad Asa. If we have just the Adam Choshev, but he's not the Rav of the community, one should not wait. That's what Shanoch says. But the Mogen Avraham says, if it's a Rav, then he should wait. I know some of the Bonim that have an exceptionally long Shmoinesis, and they explicitly ask the tzibah, the shliach tzibah, not to wait for them, mishum tercha de tzibura. So I think if a Rav davens a reasonable shmoinesa, sometimes a bit longer than most of his balabatim, and it is only because he davens a proper shmoinesa, maybe instead of saying tercha de tzibura, we should be mechanech the people that they should be mechaven in their tefillahs. And instead of cutting the Rav short, maybe we people should start davening Shmoneh in a more proper fashion and understand that Tefillah Samid is the most important section of Tefillah. And these are precious brochas, and we should be mechaven in each and every one of the brochas. But it is another example of Terech HaDetzibura. So if a person davens a lengthy Shmoneh and it's an Olam Choshev, we do not wait for him. Which means that the Kavod HaTzibur overrides the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham as an individual. Once again, if he's the Rav, we should wait. But the most important example is Rabbi Kiva, the greatest Tana. And the Gemara tells in Brochas Lamed Aleph, Omud Aleph, that when Rabbi Kiva davened b'yechidus, manichai odom bezovi zo, v'matzoi bezovi zacheres. When he davened b'yechidus, his davening was unbelievable, with unbelievable eslavis. You know, you left him in one corner, you found him in another corner. But when he was davening with the tzibur, he was mekatzav et filosoi, mishum tercha de tzibur. So the only tefillas I ever saw which fit the description of Rabbi Kiva's tefillas, menichod mezov izov, amatzav izov izcheres, the tefillas of the Kloyzom Begadabi of my Levi. His tefillahs were unbelievable, and I don't think our generation saw any tefillahs like the tefillahs of the Kloyzer Magadabi, with the shtapchus and nefesh and bechias, and a common shachas took more than 2 hours. Any shmoinesa by mincha marav in the middle of the week took approximately 20-25 minutes. Normal shmoinesa. I doubt he ever davened the shmoinesa in which he didn't cry. His tefillahs were unbelievable. And there's a story that when he was mamish a younger man, and the Munka Jerov, the Minchas Alaza, happened to visit Kloisenburg. We hear was Rav. And the minig in those days was, when you came to a city, you visited the Monada Asa. Today is a different world. We don't have that much Kvayda Toyota, but once it was accepted practice. You came to a community, the first thing you went to visit the Rav. So the story goes that the Minchas Alaza sent his gaba to check when he could come to visit the Kloisenburg Rav. So the gaba came back and he said, he's in the middle of davening. So the Munkach asked him, where is he holding? So he says, by Vayavorach David. So he asked, by Vayavorach or by David? Where is he holding? What do you mean Vayavorach David? Is he by Vayavorach or by David? He says, that was the way he davened. Unbelievable first. So Chazal speak about Rabbi Kiva, Menicha Yodam b'zo b'zo, v'matzo b'zo b'zeches. But that was only when he davened b'yechidus. When he davened b'tzibul, he was mikatzer. So this is a very interesting question. Do we wait for a Rav or not? It's not a question. The Mogen Avraham says we do. But I have an idea, which is a shtickel drash. I think we need to wait for the Rav. Meikar Adin, why? Rabbonis mekaberes es baleho. That's a Gemara Pesachim Pei Zayin. And in Brochas Nun Hei, we also learn Gimel Devora mekatzlim shenoysav shalodom. Hanoyeg atzmoy berabbonis. So the Rav of community puts his life in jeopardy by serving the community because Rabbonis is mekatzlim shenoysav shalodom. So it's some sort of a mesiras nefesh when a person agrees to be a rav of a community. Because the Gemara says, Gimel Devorah Mekatzen Shanoisev Shalodam, and one is Noegas Mabirabonis. One daf earlier in Brochus Nun Dalet, the Gemara says, Kolamarech Betvila Marichen Loi Yom Avishnoisev. So I think the Tzibar owes it to the Rav to be Marech Betvila. You are to blame that you're shortening his life. So it is upon you to lengthen his life. So Amarech Betvila Marichen Loi Yom Avishnoisev. So the Rav has a right, you know, I'm putting my life in jeopardy by being your Rav, because that's Mekatzer Shanoisev Shel Adam. So be patient enough to let me be Marech Betvila, you owe it to me, because Kol Amarech Betvila, Marech Nalayom Avishnoisev. So that would be my chiddush, why the minig is, yes, we do wait for the Rav, and we're not choishish for Terech and Tzibura. So today we discussed Terechet Tzibura, and we went into many details and many discussions that we find in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, going all the way back to the Mishnah and the Gemara, to Terechet Tzibura. But what we should learn from this Gemara is, without going into the many details, the concept of Terechet Tzibura, how important this is, Kavod Tzibur and Terechet Tzibura. And this is very, very important for Shlichei Tzibur, and in many different instances. Terechet Tzibura is based on Kavod Tzibur, and even a Talmid Chochem, Shelo Yatriach Al Tzibur. And when one of the Talmid Chachamim, in that very same sugi in Kiddush in the Flamed Beis, was Matriach Al Tzibur, they asked, who are you, Shatu Poiseya Al Roshei Am Kodesh? So Terechet Tzibura is a very important concept, as is Kavod Tzibur. So in this week's parasha, we read the story of Bilam, and he was out to curse Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapech the klolos the brochus. And it is an interesting phenomenon that multitudes, thousands upon thousands of Yiddish kinder start their daily tefillahs with this week's parasha. Psukim that Bilam was the one that said, Ma toivu oyolacho Yaakov mishkan Yisrael Yisrael. It's no wonder. After all, these are Psukei Torah, and they sing the glory of Klal Yisrael. It is not what Bilam intended to say. It is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed on him to say. So it should be no wonder. So in Chazal and in Rashi and in the Rishonim, we find different interpretations. What does this Pasuk refer to? Ohal HaYankov and Mishkan Yisrael. When Bilam says, Ma toivi oyolecho Yankov mishkansech Yisrael. One of the interpretations that we find in Medrash is Bota Knesius and Bota Midrashos. And Hillel was out, Bilam was out to curse and to be Makala Bota Knesius and Bota Midrashos. Bakodesh Baruch Hu hofech klola lebroch. And the question is, Balak had nothing against Koilin or Yeshivas. He was afraid of the Jewish people, of their multitudes. Maybe one day they will rebel and they will revolt and they'll fight us and they'll overcome my people. And that is why Balak recruits Bilam, and Bilam was the most acclaimed curser of his generation. We don't have that profession today, but obviously once in days of yore it was a profession. And Bilam had a diploma. He was a highly, a cursor of the highest regard. And he brings Bilam to be Mekal Klal Yisrael. So what does he have with both the Medrashos and both the Knesios? Balak doesn't have a problem with the Kollelim. He has a problem with all the multitudes of the Jewish people. They're too many. They multiply too fast. But Bilam knows, as our enemies always knew, that the oxygen we breathe and what keeps us going and what gives us life and sustenance and strength are both the Knesset and both the Medrashos. And as long as we are attached and connected to Torah, no one could overcome Klal Yisrael. Many times in the past few years, I told this story, and whenever I tell the story, I am moved, and I related the story many times. When my late father, Zecher Tzadik Lavrocha, first met my great Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, whom I mentioned before. It was second day Shuas in Auschwitz in Birkenau, Tovshin Dalet, 1944. My father arrived the first day Shuas, Kloisenberger Rebbe arrived second day. And the day he arrived, my father heard that the Kloisenberger Rebbe arrived, and he's one barracks, one building next to where my father was put. My father was always very outgoing, and he befriended a young boy his age, 18 years old, named Hollander. And the boy told him that his father is in the next building. And when my father heard that the Kloisenberger Rebbe got there, he sneaked out in the middle of the night, which was a grave danger. If anybody would see him, he would be shot on the spot. Sneaked out in the middle of the night, went into the next building, looked for the Kloisenberger Rebbe, looked for a Jew named Sender Hollander. And he found him and he told him, your son is in the next building with me. You probably would like to be next to your son. So let's swap places. And that's what they did. And they just needed to memorize each other's number, which they did. And in the morning, my father approached the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And he told him how lucky he feels to be close to the Rebbe. And I will try to do everything for you while we're here. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe looked down on him and said, Bucher, the mindset that a peshelfen said the gunish elfen. I don't think many people understood what I just said. Some of you probably did. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe looked at my father and he said, young boy, if you think it's going to do you any good, ain't going to do you any good being close to me. Which my father responded, of course it's going to do me good. We could talk and learning. And the Rebbe was taken aback, and he frowned down on my father, and he said, Bocha, you're in Auschwitz, and you want to talk and learning. To which my father said, of course I want to talk and learning, because otherwise, how will we survive? How will we prevail? We got to talk and learning. And the Rebbe was so moved that he hugged my father, and they talked and learning for the next 13 months. And they talked and learning for the next 50 years. And since that encounter in Birkenau, second day Shavuos, Tovshin Dalet, my father was one of the closest people to the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and all his children, I and my six brothers, were talmidim. So my father's young boy felt in the depths of his heart, if we won't talk and learning, how will we ever make it? And I think that is what Klal Yisrael felt 2,000 years ago when we embarked on this tortuous journey, which is called the Golos. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he met Aspasianus Kisar, says, Ten li yavna v'chachomeo, because in his unbelievable wisdom, he understood that is the only thing that could keep us going. As long as we learn, so long as we're immersed in Torah, we're alive. And nobody could destroy us. And that is the famous mashal of Rabbi Kiva to Papus ben Yehuda in Brochas Samech Beis. Rabbi Kiva's makal kilos barabim b'shas ha'gzera. And Papus asked, aren't you afraid? And Rabbi Kiva says, of course I'm afraid. Dogim. Fish in the water. And the fox strolling on the riverbank. And he says, why are you afraid? And the fish say, don't you see the fishermen trying to catch us? So the fox says, and the fish say, Atu shoimra malachu pikeach shavachayesat ulo pikeach ato elo tipeishato. Omar b'mokam chayusenu onu misyarom im nifroi shvemena olachas kama v'kama. This is where we live. We cannot live on land. Mr. Fox, you're a land animal. We're fish. So don't try to teach us how to live. this is where we live. And Rabbi Akiva tells Papa's Ben Yehuda, of course I'm afraid, but as long as we learn Torah, this is our oxygen, this is the air we breathe. If we stop learning Torah, we have no chance. We're like fish that are no longer in water. And that is what my father's young boy felt. If we won't talk and learning, how will we prevail? We'll never make it. And that is how we made it in these thousands of years. So the Gemara says in Yom Chav Ches, Avraham zokon v'yoshev v'yeshiva, Yitzchak zokon v'yoshev v'yeshiva, Yankov zokon v'yoshev v'yeshiva, Umiyameim shalom v'seinu l'ipostu yeshiva meim, Yorda l'mitzayim, yeshiva imohem, Yorda l'bovel, yeshiva imohem. I explained many times the very first institution the Jewish people had are the yeshivas, not the shuls. The shuls came 2,000 years later. Bizman Anshi Knesset Agdola. It is only when Anshi Knesset Agdola formulated the three tefillahs every day, and they formulated Kaddish V'Kedusha, which necessitates a minyan, that we came together to daven. And that's when we established shuls. Before that, there were probably no shuls. The Rambam writes, Chayav Odom L'Sparal B'Kol Yoyim. One tefillah, you say Moidani, you're Yoytzer. So till Anshi Knesset Agdola were metakan three tefillahs every day, in Kaddish and Kedusha, people just said one tefillah every day and they're Yoytzer. Everybody on his own, everybody in a different time. But without yeshivas, we cannot exist. The very first Jew was the very first Rosh Yeshiva, Avraham Zokon V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva. U'miyameyem shel avoseinu l'poske yeshiva meyem. And it is my feeling. It's my feeling. Anybody that wanted to destroy the Jewish people, I don't think it's planned, but those were the facts. So when I visited Berlin, and I was Marbitz Torah in Berlin a few years ago, they took me to a center in which in 1936 thousands of Jewish books were burned. Before the Nazis murdered one Jew, they burned Sefer Torahs, Jewish books, and the same 500 years earlier in the Spanish Inquisition. So all those that were out to destroy the Jewish people, first of all, burned books and destroyed books. Because the Jew and the Sefer Torah, Kruchem Yordu Men HaShemayim, and the Chanina Ben Toradian was one of the 10 Harugi Malchus, and by the Zohar Yud Ches, the Romans caught him teaching Torah. They wrapped him in a Sefer Torah, and they burned him at stake. And the Talmidim were devastated to see this unbelievable Chilal Hashem, the Godel Ador, burning, wrapped in a Sefer Torah. And Reb Chanina Ben Toradian comforts them, and he says, Mi sheyitba alboina shel Sefer Torah yitba alboini. I'm happy to be burning together with the Sefer Torah. The Jew and the Sefer Torah, Kruchim Yardu Men HaShemayim, and sometimes Kruchim Alu HaShemayim, as Reb Chanina Ben Toradian. So Bilam understands, yes, I'm out to destroy the Jewish people. In order to destroy the Jewish people, first we need to destroy both the Knesios and both the Midrashos. And that is why he curses both the Knesios and both the Midrashos. V'akodesh Baruch Hu Hofach Klola LeBrocha. And we say every day in the morning, Ma Toivo, Oyolechu Yankov, Mishkan Secho Yisrael, both the Knesios and both the Midrashos of Yisrael. And at the end of Masechet Megillah, the Gemara says, Megillah Choftes, Ve'eyolehem leMikdash Mat B'kol Mokom Ashiyavo Yishamu. Elo. But the Knesset about the Medrash of Yisrael. And those are Mikdashei Ma'at. So we should cherish these both the Knesset and both the Medrashes. They are what keeps us alive. They are what keeps us going. And these are the Mikdashei Ma'at. Shebeschusam, we will be Zerche V'kura B'yameinu to the Bais HaMikdash HaGadol. Be'bias Goel Tzedek, U'be'binyan Bais HaMikdash, B'mheiro V'yomeinu.